So you begin to check now. When we are praying for these things, you begin to look. Okay, now you look at that. Okay, now we also look at things like, okay, what are spiritual stuff? We looked at things like even the spirit, which came, the spirit of deception that attacked Abraham. We looked at it in details, how it was upon Abraham, how he lied that it was his sister, what it was his wife. That was deception. The same spirit went upon Isaac, and it went upon Jacob. He lied that he was Esau, where he was Jacob. It went upon his children. They also said that dad, Joseph, has been killed with a lion. It was a lie. It was deception. What was not dealt with Abraham came upon Isaac. What Isaac didn't handle came upon Jacob. What Jacob didn't handle came upon his 11 sons. It goes on and on. That's why your generation must deal with what dealt with your family. Your generation must handle it. If it is a spirit of poverty in your generation, it ends on you. Somebody say, it ends on me. And it will not be here again. And it ends now. So you monitor. And we say, we looked at this in details. We even looked at, okay, a very good example. When Jesus was casting a demon, what did he say? When he was about to cast out a demon said, please, don't cast us to go to the dry land. We want to go into the pigs. Pigs. Why? Because of blood. Demon, there are demons that love staying in blood. Am I talking to you? So demons went away. Demons went in the blood. So your blood has got a story. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Demons can attack you, but they cannot succeed what they want because you are a child of God who knows how to watch. I'll put it that way. But if you don't watch, they will finish you. The moment you watch, you say, no. Something is strange over my business. They will not, because you will remove them. Some say, I'm removing them right now. So that's what we do. Otherwise, if you don't see, you won't cast. Now, so we spoke about the bloodline. We spoke about the human gates. Human gates, these are people. Psalms 24, verse 7. It says what? Lift up your heads, all you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord. Strong and mighty. The Lord. Mighty in battle. You understand? Now look at this. Lift up your heads, all you gates. Now the people they are being referred to as gates are human beings. These men would actually act as gates that are closed to the ministry of Jesus. In the Old Testament, David saw them in the spirit and handled them and commanded them to open. When Jesus was born, they tried everything they could to stop his ministry. They could not, because in the spirit there was a message. You gates of ministry, be lifted, be opened. The King of glory must do his ministry. There are people who can block you. They can peep. Am I speaking to someone? Right? There are people who can what? They are gates. And they will make sure you don't pass. And these human beings, they can either use what we call administrative efforts to block you administratively. They can tamper with the policies to stop you. They can use documents. They can use their connections. Some can even use witchcraft. There are people who says she will not pass this level. She will not jump this line. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus,
I clear every human gate
sent by the devil
to block my destiny.
You must watch these things. Don't just say, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise be to God, hallelujah. Ah, there are people somewhere who have drawn lines in the spirit that woman will not pass this line. That man will not jump. And some are using witchcraft and some are using... I meet those people. If you go on YouTube, you find people talking about me every day. Oh, yeah. All they are doing is to, if we dent his name, his ministry will collapse. How am I surviving? I am busy clearing those gates spiritually. And no wonder, whatever they say about me, it does not work. Because I handle the human gates. I shut them out. Imagine the Pharisees were handled by David. Thousands of years before Jesus was born in the natural. David already prophetically cleared it. Lift up your heads, all you gates. These were men who were asking every day, what should we say about him? If we say this, people stone us. So what should we say? You go and ask him this question. Go and trap him. These were men who were the gates against Jesus' ministry, but they were handled prophetically in the spirit. Somebody say, I'm hearing you, prophet. There are people. I'm telling you, people are wicked. However, there are also people at this gate who God sends them as your gates. When you meet these people, your life just moves from one level to another. There is a level some of you want to get until you meet somebody. I'm trying to talk to someone, right? Am I talking to you? And these people, they're also in groups. One. Oh, before we go to these people, on the same demonic gets, on the human gets, all right, they use also three spirits that are very deadly. The first human get spirit that the devil will release to stop you is a spirit of rejection. Once this spirit has been put, how can you know that there's a spirit of rejection upon you? Number one, it's not when people are rejecting you. No, I told you this. It's when people begin to talk about you, to lie about you. Do you know what that spirit wants to do? People to start what? Rejecting you. Because by the lies they are being told about you, they will have a certain picture about you and they'll begin to give you what? Distance. They will not want to have any association with you. So when you are hearing people lying about you, don't say, oh, they lie about me. I don't know why this person is saying this. No, 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 no. Your gates have been activated. There is a stranger at your gate. There's a stranger at your entry point. Someone wants to create rejection. Someone wants to create isolation where you are isolated. You must watch over such. It is an alert in the spirit. They are not just talking about you. There is a miracle about to happen, and the enemy is trying to create this type of rejection so that you do not get it. Somebody say, in the name of Jesus. Every rejection, I command you out. The same way, it's not only people trying to reject you. Sometimes what you do, you find out that you try this, it's rejected. You try this, it's not moving. Can you imagine opening a business and the business not moving? What would make the business not to move? It's not the business self failing to move. It is the market. The market has not accepted you. And who is the market? The people. So if the market has rejected you, it's the people. So who's causing the rejection? The question mark. Command that person to come out. Command that spirit that is causing rejection, because your business could break through. But it failed to break through because there was a resistance over your commodity or over your what? Your product. Am I talking to you? Oh, But who was resisting it? The people. And who was causing that? So the spirit of rejection can make even people to reject you, to reject your product. It even goes far by making people to start gossiping about you, because that's what it does. For you to have your gates closed. And number two, on the gates, there's another spirit there, which is known as the spirit of what? Silence. Or the mute spirit. Scripture tells us Jesus met one when he was doing ministry. And what did he say? You mute spirit, I command you out of this boy. You mute. If Jesus mentioned of a mute spirit, it means the mute spirit exists. You'll be shocked. I'm telling you this. You will be shocked. After getting all your hopes high, they just go silent. Like, you try high, they're silent. What's going on? Silent. Just know that there's a stranger. So when you are watching, use this teaching to watch over your gates. And another spirit that is active there is a spirit of confusion. This spirit of confusion works with the spirit of influence. Can you imagine all of a sudden there's just confusion? Whether in a relationship, whether in a company, whether with people, whether in church. All of a sudden, leaders are just confused. And there's an influence against one another, or this against that. You must watch and pray. Watch, act. On the other hand, on the same gate, they are God sent. Number one, we have what we call divine what? Destiny helpers. There are people there that God anoints. Once you meet them, or when they come in your life, they are there to assist you, to help you. I'm telling you this. These people will not sleep until your life has moved to another level. As I'm talking to you now, I'm seeing heaven dispatching some. These people will not sleep until you are promoted. These people will not sleep until you get that miracle, until it has happened. Now imagine you're a believer. All you're facing is rejection. I don't know why. So that complaining, how far will it take you to? It's time to summon your divine helpers. You say these words: I stand at my gates. I summon demon. Destiny helpers. Say it again. I stand at my gate. I summon every destiny helper. Right now, and every demon standing at this gate, I command you out. When you stand at these gates, some here, prophet, these are gates you should watch. You think destiny helpers just appear on their own? You are joking. You are joking. People think the only power we have is to say every demon out. No, we also have got the power to say every opportunity in. You didn't hear me. The power you have all the time is out, 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 out. Ah, you spirit out. Hannah, you spirit. Ah. You say every destiny helper appear now. I have this project. Every destiny helper. You will get calls. Hello, sir. I'm sorry. I know it's unprofessional. I'm not supposed to call you. Please don't let anyone know that I've called you. Please, this. I saw your document on in our office. Please, sir, I'm just helping. I don't even know what is making me to call you. You say, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, sir. So please send another document to support this document. Put it in this way. Put it in this way. Write it in this way. Thank you, sir. Please. Don't report me. Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Say, summon them. The problem, you're too polite. You are too you, like very you, you're just sitting there, and then the only people you're facing, they're rejecting you, they're treating you with silence. Activate your gates. Let there be a movement. I'm not talking to you. The angels which are responsible over these gates are known as seraphims. The Bible says they've got wheels. Why are they having wheels? It's for movements. Things to move. They are called the burning ones. Am I talking to somebody? No, let's not take much time here. So we have got divine helpers here. So when you are praying and you summon angels, you say, seraphims. Say with me, say, seraphims. Come to my help.
Come to my help.
My God, you don't know what you just did right now. They already do, eh? I can promise you, they really come. They know you're praying according to the order. They know you know gates. Not just in your room. Father, Lord, I pray, command your angel. You don't even know which angel you're summoning. Lord, angels. You don't even know what you're doing. Now you know. You summon angels. The Bible even speaks that these angels have got wheels. So we summon here seraphims and also cherubims. So cherubims. These angels, the Bible says they actually look like humans also. But the other side, they look like an eagle. On the other side, they look like a lion. And on the other side, they look like a calf, which represents government. Are you here? So the seraphims are the burning ones. Are you here? And these are angels which, when you read the Bible says when God wants to make a movement, he rides over them for movement. So there'll be a movement in my life. So whatsoever was stuck,
move
in the name of Jesus. So I speak a movement. Are you here or you're home? On these gates, God also sends prophetic midwives. A midwife is a person who helps you to deliver. This is a miracle or something or a destiny which was already there, but you tried on your own and it never worked. These are people who appear to help you to make it happen. Never play around with such type of people. And I pray that these midwives appear in your life. There are people with dreams, and their dreams are stuck because of capital. I'm telling you, by the grace of God, someone will appear like a midwife with the needed capital, and they'll give you until your dream has been born. So until my dream has been birthed. We then spoke about economic gates or financial gates. Say financial gates. And I didn't mention to you that a gate in this regard is anything that if it can happen, it can open a door. It can become your access to finances. Or to your poverty. Spiritual gates are not just economical in nature. They are a battlefield. And I said to you, it's the only place where two gods or entities collide. A place where two masters, either the devil stops you or God makes you move. Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. Then he mentioned a God that is a God of money, known as Mammon. So it's either God or Mammon. Mammon deals with greed. Deals with what? Self-gratification. Deals with demonic activities. When you're a child of God, and the enemy is trying to lead you to have money through something that is not the way of God, just know that you will have it, but the one who will give you the money is a mammon. In other words, you have opened yourself to a mammonic spirit. And I'm promising you, all your life, the enemy you keep on trying to show you will be his ways. God gave Jesus authority. Jesus, the scripture says in Colossians 1:16, it says, all things which were made and created were made by him and for him. Yet, the devil came to Jesus and he said, if you bow to me, I'll give you all the wealth of the world. You get that? Does the devil have access to the wealth of the world from God? No. In other words, he has got his own ways of making people rich. And God has also his own ways of making people rich. Because scripture tells us that silver is mine. Gold is mine. And Satan also is telling us, if you bow to me, I'll give you the silver, I'll give you the gold. Meaning to say, you can have the gold and the silver from the demonic way. You can also have the silver and the gold from the godly way. Number one, and that is very important. So here, this get, what prevails here is intentions. Why you want what you want. And this becomes the background of this economic get. Because only that intention can become a get, a point of entry that either the devil can use to block you or God can use to open your finances. Just intentions. You ask and you do not have because of how you ask and for what reason you want to spend it for. In other words, so in this gets, they begin to monitor intentions. Why you want money? I'm teaching as a prophet who has been in this ministry since I was 13. Trust me, listen to me. I have seen many people who are so loyal and very faithful in church until they became rich. They stopped coming to church. And some are on YouTube right now attacking us because now they are rich. Do you understand? You must be very careful. So number one, that is. So let's start. Say financial gets. Say it again. Say financial gets. On financial gets, we looked at what are things that can become your financial get for you. Some of you, it's your business. The business you've been planning is your get. Trust me, you can wake up in the morning with that business being a millionaire. So we must watch over that gate closely. We must see what's coming in Is it silence? Is it rejection? Is it almost? We must watch what is happening. Is it delay? We must watch. Is it stagnation? Because the moment this has been removed, then boom, your business will become your entry point into a millionaire status. So before I continue, ask yourself the following questions. If you're a businessman or a businesswoman, or you have a business plan, or you're planning a business in the future, ask yourself, what is on my business get? Is it delay? Ask yourself questions. Is it stagnation? Is it almost? Is it silence? Is it rejection? Is it confusion? Ask yourself those questions. Now, after asking yourself those questions, ask yourself the following questions. Do I have divine helpers there? You find that most of you, it's only all the negative, 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 negative. Then there's something wrong. Then there is a call to action. Two, do I have prophetic midwives there to help me? Is there speed? Because remember, on the target, God releases speed. Are things happening fast or is it delay? All this will help you to have indicators to know about your financial gates. These are gates. Business is a gate. We can expand it even further to territorial. Which territory does God want me to invade? Which business does God want me to get? We have another gate here, known as the job gate. Some of you, it's just your job that will give you access to a good life. Is it open or is it closed? Ask yourself those questions and ask those very same questions. Is there delay? Is there silence? Is there rejection? Is there confusion? What's happening? That's a gate you must control. We have what we call promotion. Allow me to explain a little bit about promotion. Daniel, when he was about to be promoted, are you here? When he was about what? The Bible says there were workmates who met behind him and they say, you know what? What should we do to stop his promotion? They say, let's create a policy. And this policy, we should go to the king and tell the king to say, king, we want from today anyone must worship an image. And whosoever really loves you and obeys you should worship that image. It was not an idea of Nebuchadnezzar. Am I talking to you? It was not an idea of Nebuchadnezzar. These men knew that David cannot worship what? An idol. So they created a policy. Then they went to the king and said, king, anyone who will not obey this, they're undermining you. So we want everybody to be worshiping that what? Idol. Then, time came for everybody to worship it. Then they said, king, Daniel is refusing to worship it. The whole policy in the whole nation was made, particularly to target one man. I'm telling you, institutions can have policies because one wicked woman, one wicked man is trying to make sure you don't get your promotion. Must be very careful. And Daniel didn't listen to that nonsense. So you must understand that promotion is your access. And when the Bible says, when they began to do that, Daniel went into his prayer to handle his gates. How do we know? The Bible says he went at the window. Somebody say window. And opened it and began to make a prayer while touching his window. What is that? What was he handling? He went at the window. The Bible says, and he began to pray. Facing his window, praying. It's even written that he was at the window because he knew the entry point, the access. And the Bible said when he prayed, you hear that? When he what? He just made things worse. They put him into the den of lions. When he came out from that, he was promoted. And I speak in the name of Jesus. You'll be lifted in this season. Promotion can become your access point. And the enemy will do anything to stop you from moving on top. And I told you again, wisdom. Most of you make useless decisions. Pray for wisdom. God gave wisdom to Solomon and he became a billionaire with wisdom. Wisdom. Don't become foolish. You can become folly. Pray for wisdom. It looks so simple as I'm saying it, but if there's no wisdom at your gate, you will be poor forever. Say, Lord, I pray for wisdom. And I've told you about bureaucracy already. Bureaucracy. There are people right now who want to do something, but they are stuck on documents, on some procedures. I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that document. And there is this thing going on. They are saying that the money was released, but there's a document we're waiting at the bank. There are a lot of bureaucracies. The enemy, when he's doing that to you, just know that there's something at your gate to stop you from becoming economically rich. So all these I'm speaking to you, I spoke to you, they are extremely important. Say amen. Amen. Now, I mentioned this to you, that on this gate, you will find the spirit of failure, where whatsoever you touch fails. You can see this spirit. And I told you this thing, take it very seriously. To some, it even starts as early as at school. They'll be fading. And to some, as I'm talking to you right now, to some, it's not just at the school. To some, they did well at school. When after school, everything they're trying to do is what? Fading. This spirit, don't just say, I failed. No. I have seen this. I'm telling you this in the name of God. I have seen students, parents bringing their kids to me and say, this child fails everything. Praying for them, the next term, distinctions, every subject distinction. You ask yourself, what was this? Imagine there are people who grew up, they graduated, others they didn't even graduate. They are old now. They just moved on. But they didn't handle something. And now they are wondering. They put effort here, they put effort there. There is failure. Failure is a spirit. Relationships can fail. Life fails. This spirit of failure, you don't need it. Business can fail. Employment can fail. You should always handle this one at the gate. Tell him, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Out of my children, my future, my destiny, my business, my career, you spirit of failure, I cast you out. Then we have the spirit of death. This spirit is also known as the spirit of slavery. You will be working for a bank. I'm telling you, you did school, you finished everything else, just work for a bank. After everything else, the money that you remain with, you can even cry yourself if I can remind you. Before you touch it, they cut it in advance. You are the last person to touch your money. So I rebuke you, Satan. These are spirits. How do you know that this is a spirit? Am I saying that you can't get alone? No, you can get alone. You can get alone. But I'm saying that how you know it's a spirit, no matter how or what you do, you still remain here in bondage. There are people who got loans, they paid, they even made money, they even millionaires. You, your own, the loan you took put you in problems. Because the enemy knows you can go far. So here, we have to cancel this spirit. We have the spirit of lack. We see King David rebuking this spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Then he mentions, he leads me. Ba, 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 ba. You see that? Then we have the spirit of poverty here. Now here, on the same gate, there are also God anointings which he put there for God's people. Number one, the spirit of abundance. Listen to me. Most believers, it's a shame that we have not, listen to me, and I'm repeating this statement, embraced to understand that God does not want you to operate just in having things. God wants you to operate in what? Abundance. The word abundance means what? More than enough. You will have enough. You will pay your bills. You see, when Elisha met a woman who was in financial crisis, she said, and the creditors want to repossess my children. The Elisha said what? Go get the oil and sell. You know the whole story. Sell. He said, the rest of the money you have made, pay the loan. And the remaining one, use for your children. The anointing didn't just bring the debt cancellation. There was surplus. And I want you to know this. From tonight, you will start operating in surplus. You are receiving. It's not serious.
I receive
it. So I will not operate in lack.
I will not operate in lack.
This spirit of lack, listen to me. This spirit of lack, no matter how hardworking you work, you still have something you are lacking. I'm lacking this. I'm lacking that. You solve it, then you are lacking this. After solving this, then you are lacking this. But it is cancelled by the spirit of what? The anointing of what? Abundance. I can give you scriptures of abundance, 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 abundance. You know, the whole Deuteronomy 28. Verse 1 to 12 is all about abundance. You will have no place to keep, for it will be too much. Abundance is everywhere. God wants you to have in abundance. So I refuse to be broke.
I refuse to have just enough.
So I will have more than enough. Are you still here? Are you still here? So there is God's what? Spirit of what? Abundance. And number two, we have a blessing. The blessing of the Lord maketh what? Rich. And adds no sorrow. These are things you summon at your gates, your financial gates. I summon the blessing. I summon abundance. I refuse lack. I rebuke poverty. Now, 1 Samuel 17, verse 25 to 27, it talks of another thing here. Somebody say boldness. So another spirit that God puts at this gate is a spirit of boldness. Some of you failed to make it in life because you're not bold enough. Can you stand up on your feet? Want to do something right now. All right, want to do something right now. And I want you to say the following words with me. Say the name of Jesus. I stand in God's kingdom.
I stand in God's kingdom.
Where intelligence
comes from God.
Just as Jesus said,
whatsoever I do,
it is what I see my Father doing.
I also stand here
using divine intelligence.
I monitor my gates.